מסכת במציע פרק ד' משנה כמה תהי הסלע חסרה ולא יהי בעונה. Up to what amount can a seller, a large silver coin, be rubbed out and it still will not be considered or not? If somebody sold the product and received a seller from the buyer, and it turned out that the seller is partially rubbed out, and he wants the buyer to switch the seller and give him a different one, Rabbi Meir Omer Arba Isrin Isser Ledina. Rabbi Meir says, if the seller is rubbed out the amount of four Isrin, one Isser per dinar, as there are four dinrim in a seller, then this would be considered or not. This is 1/24th. As there are 20 Isrin in a dinar, four Isrin is 1/24th of a seller. If the seller is rubbed out 1/24th, this is considered or not, and the seller could demand that the lokea give him a different seller to replace this one. Now, even though we saw in the previous Mishnah that when you saw a product, onah is 1/6, the reason why when a seller is rubbed out 1/24th, it is already considered onah, according to Rabbi Meir, is because that a seller, when it's rubbed out this much, simply cannot be used as currency, that Mokrim will not accept it anymore. So therefore, once it is rubbed out 1/24th, it is already considered onah, and you could demand that the lokea switch the seller. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Arba Pudyonos Pudyon Ledina. Rabbi Yehuda argues with Rabbi Meir. He says that the seller is rubbed out four Pudyonos, one Pudyon per dinar, this would be considered or not. This is 1/12, as there are 12 Pudyonos in a dinar, so therefore four Pudyonos is 1/12 of a seller. If the seller is rubbed out this amount, then the lokea has to switch the seller. Rabbi Shimon Omer Shmoina Pundyonos Shnei Pundyonos Ladinar. Rabbi Shimon argues, he says that the onah for a seller is the same as onah when you buy a product 1/6. So therefore, if the seller is rubbed out 8 Pundyonos, then that is considered onah. This is 1/6 of a seller. Only then that the lokea has to replace the seller. Masechet Bamitzia, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Vav. An Masai Mutter Lahachzir. We saw in the previous Mishnah, when somebody receives a partially rubbed out seller from a lokea, he could demand that the lokea replace the seller if it is rubbed out a shear onah. And the Mishnah asks, how long do you have to make a claim against the lokea? Bakrochim Akidei Shiara Lashochani. If the deal was made in a large town, you have the amount of time it takes to bring the seller to a money changer and find out if the seller will be accepted as currency. Uvakfarim ad arve shabbosos. If the deal was made in a small town, then you have until Erev Shabbos, as there are no money changers in a small town. So you have until Erev Shabbos. On Erev Shabbos, when you go to buy your Shabbos product, you will find out if the seller is accepted as currency. If you wait longer than this, we assume that the meicher was mochel and no longer can make a claim. Now, even though we saw in the previous Mishnayos, when there is onah on a product that is bought, you only have the amount of time it takes to bring the product to a tagger, to a merchant, or to your relative, and if you wait longer than that, you no longer can make a claim. And here we are giving you a longer time, the amount of time it takes to bring it to a shulchani or in a kfar until Erev Shabbos. The difference is that when a product is bought, most people have an idea how much that product should be worth, so you only have the amount of time it takes to bring the product to a tagger or to your relative, as opposed to a seller. Not everybody knows if the seller will be accepted as currency, so you have a longer time, the amount of time it takes to bring it to a shulchani or in a kfar until Erev Shabbos. Im hayam akira afilo la'achar shneim asar chodesh mekabla heimenu. If the meicher brings the seller to the lokeach after the allotted time, he waited longer than the amount of time it takes to bring it to a shulchani, and then he brought the seller to the lokeach and asked him to replace it. If the lokeach recognizes the seller, that this is the seller that he gave the meicher, then even after 12 months, he should accept it from him and replace the seller if he wants to do lifnim mishuras hadin, he wants to go above the letter of the law. But if he refuses to replace it, then he does not have to. Ve'ein lo alav ella tarumos. The mocher only has complaints against him, but cannot take him to din. And since the mocher waited longer than the allotted amount of time, the lokeh cannot be forced to replace the seller. Only if he wants to go lifnim mishuras hadin will he replace the seller. V'noisa l'maiser sheni ve'ein achoshesh she'eino ella nefesh ro. When a person redeems maiser sheni, he has maiser sheni that has to be taken to Yerushalayim and eaten there, and he wants to redeem the maiser sheni onto Moz, and he would bring the money to Yerushalayim instead. If he takes a seller that is partially rubbed out, a sheer onah, he can still redeem the maiser sheni on that seller for the full value of the seller, and he doesn't have to be concerned that since the seller is rubbed out, it doesn't have a din of a mabea, only of an asimon, as the din is that a person could only redeem maiser sheni on a mabea, on a stamp coin, not on an asimon, an unstamped coin. And you might think that a seller that is partially rubbed out has a din like an asimon. So the Mishnah is telling us you could redeem maiser sheni on a mabea that's partially rubbed out, and you don't have to be concerned that it has a din of an asimon, as only a nefesh ra, a person who is stingy, will not accept a seller that is partially rubbed out as currency, but a normal person will accept it as currency, so therefore he doesn't have to be concerned. He can redeem the maaser sheni on it.